We are zeroing in on the SEC. We're talking Florida Gators football with Buddy Martin at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Just momentarily, we were hitting on Brent Pease, his firing. And I am curious, who are some of the potential candidates that are emerging in terms of for the new offensive coordinator and perhaps what that philosophy would be? As I understand, Will Muschamp, I mean, he is ready to scrap that pro style of offense and switch to more of an up-tempo attack.
I can tell you without question that nobody has any idea what they're talking about. They say they're not going to make any kind of announcements until after the bowl season is over. You can look at the programs. It doesn't take a genius to figure out who's putting the numbers up there. If you look at things like there have been, you know, suggestions of someone from the Baylor staff, obviously, because they moved the ball. There's even a talk about a guy in Indiana who likes to move the ball a lot. It's going to be the up-tempo, quick pace, Oregon-style football. What that person will be, who it will be, really, nobody has any idea. Just a bunch of names. I'm going to give an example. The most ridiculous name on the list of people speculating, again, these are all message boards and things, that someone had Lane Kiffin.
I saw that, yes. I knew you were going to say that.
And, of course, my first reaction was, what? Are you kidding me? Lane Kiffin.
How are they going to work together?
What happens is that Lane Kiffin's father-in-law is John Reese, the former great quarterback in Florida, a member of Steve Spurrier's coaching staff who lives in Tampa, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if the father-in-law was looking after, you know, son-in-law about trying to put his name up for some jobs, since he is getting real well paid by Southern Cal and could come down here and coach it. That is flat not going to happen. So beyond that, I just don't think there's anybody. I mean, you know, people say, well, go hire Bobby Petrino. Bobby Petrino is not going to leave a program as a head coach and come be an offensive coordinator at a program that might be for a lame duck coach. So they've got some issues. They've got to find a young mind, someone who can move the football, who can bring some excitement back. And right now, I don't have any idea of a name I could even give you.
Okay, Buddy Martin, joining us a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us. Join us on Twitter at E Radio Sports. And, Buddy, tell all the listeners where they can follow you online and on Twitter as well. You've got some great postings on your Twitter.
Well, we're Buddy Martin, at Buddy Martin, or at Buddy Show, I see is what it is. I don't have a website up and running. Our radio station is WSA.com. You can hear our program live if you care to do so.
It's great, yeah.
Six. It's not all sports. It's just 1 hour of sports, 5 to 6. So if you're looking for some information or some thoughts or a few interviews, et cetera, you can click on WSA.com at 5 o'clock and listen to us weekdays. And we'll talk about a variety of topics, including college football. Right now, the big story in our community is whether the New York Yankees are going to build a stadium. We're going to build a stadium for the New York Yankees of Class D Florida State League team to move here. So
Wow. Now
it's called Class A. I used to be called Class D. So that's our big story. But nonetheless, we're talking a lot today about big win by the Gators last night over a program that surprisingly struggled in Kansas
a little bit. Yes.
Lost three games already.
But Wiggins was hitting those threes late in that game, so they obviously struggled against Florida's zone defense.
Yeah, Scotty Wilbekin coming back after his problems, injury problems, and of course, so his injury is his disciplinary issues, and really making a statement last night. Florida got up, I think they had like a 19-0 run against Kansas and delivered the win at home, and I think that's his 21st win in a row, I believe, at home. So Billy has had some injuries and bad luck. He's had his injuries, talk about injuries. He's had a ton of injuries and a ton of suspensions, and he's held it together. So there again, injuries can be overcome, as Billy Donovan is proving.
Well, you're not going to give a pass to Will Muschamp, but I have to ask you this while we've got you on the program this weekend. Do you believe that your quarterback, although, you know, he was injured this year, Jeff Driscoll, that he is the quarterback of the future for Florida and that he can ultimately bring you guys an SEC championship and take you to the biggest stage?
I don't know if he's the quarterback of the future, because they're going to get a good look at a kid named Will Greer is coming in here.
Out of North Carolina?
He's one of the top kids, and he's committed. Of course, that's where they got Chris Leak from, up in that part of the county and part of the world. I think they're going to give Driscoll, I'll tell you what they've done. They've moved spring practice to a later date in April so that Driscoll can heal and take part in this with the new offensive coordinator and know the offense. So, yeah, I think he's the guy right now. I think he's the one they want to tee up and have run the offense, depending on what the offense is. Driscoll was designed to be a spread quarterback, by the way, recruited by Urban Meyer to run his offense. And so far, it hasn't clicked completely, although he had a good year in the 11 games that Florida won two years before that. So I think he's the quarterback of the future. I mean, out of the present, I think Greer might be the quarterback of the future.
And a little side note, I understand Driscoll, he was a really good baseball player coming out of high school. Is that right?
Drafted, yes. He was drafted and has that option.
By Boston, yeah.
He was not drafted high, but certainly is. He's a good athlete. He's a good kid. He's got a lot of skills. He's got a terrific arm. He's got good wheels. He's had a little bit of problem grasping decision-making on the field. And sometimes that's coaching. You know, coaching guys through a decision-making process and making good choices. And he's turned the ball over way too much. He's a physical specimen. He's a big kid. He's got a nice arm. The right coach perhaps can get him going the right direction. But so far, he hasn't found that.
We are so glad you're joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And I tell you what a difference a year makes. When you look at the Florida Gators last year, 11-2 in 2012, 7-1 in the SEC, and obviously struggled just mightily this year, finishing the season 4-8. My next question to Buddy Martin, our guest, is how much is this affecting recruiting? Could there be some folks that decommit? The guy that I'm thinking of is that number two recruit in Florida in the Sunshine State, in Dalvin Cook. He committed, last April?
Yeah, that's yet to be proven. There's some commits out there that, look, I always say, until it's signed and faxed in, you never know who's going to show. There are some who say, look, this is an opportunity for us to turn the program around, come up, you can play right away, we're going to plug you right in. And, you know, today, kids, as we found out, freshmen can make a big difference. Jameis Winston, a redshirt freshman, is going to win the Heisman this year. So it is a new day in that regard, and kids are so much more ready to walk on and play right away. Now, whether or not that's going to, it's got to affect recruiting. And it's got to affect recruiting because a couple of things. Remember, in the state of Florida, there are three teams going to bowls. Florida, for the first time in 22 years, is not. The Florida State Seminoles having a huge, huge year, the best you could possibly imagine. Right down the road, UCF winning a conference championship, going to a BCS bowl game. Even the Miami Hurricanes managed to get a bowl bid. They're there. So everybody's better. And the state of Florida has a lot of people, a lot of talent. But these people are going to cut into some of the Gator recruits in this state. And after all, if you're at the University of Florida, you've got to have the best players in Florida. The question is, are going to be able to do that?
Buddy, you're absolutely right. But I also think in some of these young recruits' minds that they're thinking about the opportunity that they're going to be able to come to the program at Florida and to be able to contribute immediately because they need some good talent right away.
That's the way it used to be. Just like it used to be in the days that you were in from Texas, you were a Hook'em Orange guy, and you were going to go to Texas. Now you got to look at the Baylor. You got to look at some other programs in the state right now. Things going on. You know, it isn't like a slam dunk anymore. So I think that's changing somewhat, Alyssa. I think that kids today are looking for opportunities to be in the right kind of offense, to get noticed, to get that big contract in the NFL. So I think for the most part, it's still a Florida Gator State, but they're going to have to fight. The late Charlie Pell told me something one time when Florida got put on probation in the 80s and Pell got fired. And, of course, he got fired for breaking the rules. And he said to me, he said, if I hadn't messed up, Florida State would never have caught us. And that's exactly what happened. When Florida's program went down the tubes, I say down the tube, they still won. When they had the probationary period and almost a death penalty in the early mid-80s, FSU stepped in and recruited a lot of talent. Bobby Bowden made the most of it, turned it into national championships. So they can hurt you. The question is, can you reverse it? Well, Auburn certainly did. Look at the year they came from. The question is, can Florida reverse it? We'll find out. It's going to be up to the coach to do that.
Always a pleasure to catch up with Buddy Martin talking the SEC, his Florida Gators, and hopefully they will turn things around. We look forward to catching up with you, and Happy New Year. It's just around the corner, 2014. It's hard to believe.
Same to you, son. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Have a great weekend. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We will be right back.